Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Well, it's raining like crazy. And why would I mention that it's raining like crazy? We have these low water bridges here in Missouri. And a low water bridge, as you might have heard me say, is a pad of concrete across a dirt road. And so at the low point where the water will run across the road and wash it out like every time it rains, literally, the county put in these concrete pads many, many years ago, decades ago. And the idea is the concrete can withstand the rushing water across the road, the dirt road. And, you know, there'll be some washouts here and there and some large potholes, if you will. But most of the road will stay intact and it'll be passable when the running water stops. The running water is so high right now that the campers can't leave the campground. They turn out of the campsite, turn left or turn right, and the water is higher than the bottom of a car. And you know, some campers have trucks, some campers don't have trucks, but the ones who have cars are having a very tough time. So what we're doing is we deployed walkie-talkies to the campers so they can tell us, you know, what they're up to, and we can tell them what the conditions are so we can help them navigate across the low water bridge. And, you know, it's pretty serious. It's pretty serious because, well, the weather manipulation has caused these massive storms. You really don't know when it's going to rain and when it's not, And so we had 2 to 3 inches of rain last night, overnight. It was tough. Now for seasoned campers, that kind of thing, they get through it, and they just pitch their tent on high ground, and everything's good. Tents are waterproof, and they've got mats under the, you know, they sleep on mats that are raised up above the ground level, and so they can get through it. But the rain going across the road and driving a small imported car, you know, that might have 4 inches of ground clearance, you know, to improve fuel economy, that's another story. And so we've cautioned everyone to be very careful, and we'll escort them when it's safe to get across the road or across the low water bridge. So those are the kinds of things that happen, and you have to be prepared for it. So we assisted our campers every way we could, you know, offered them shelter out of the rain, and we have that too. But they seem to be okay. So it's a testament to the tenacity and the strength of the campers here. And, you know, I wasn't here yesterday. I was here, but I wasn't on the air. And I wanted to thank Bert. It was interesting. I called him up and I said, hey, Bert, you just got promoted. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, how would you like to have Monday all by yourself, which was yesterday. This was last week. And he said, so would I have a guest or instructors? And I said, sure, absolutely. And we talked about who he might bring on with him. And Lou Cassidy came up, and you know, Bert and Lou are, although they've never met in person, they communicate you know, many, many, many times a week about things of interest to both of those guys. and Andy Gibbs. Andy Gibbs is someone I've known since 1980. He and I and Bert all started a company together in the telecommunications industry. And Andy is a patent expert. He is a patent consultant. He doesn't really talk about that and what he really does, but he does that. And he's an inventor. He really is. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was going down the road, and I saw this American SUV, probably maybe 10 years old, a big SUV, General Motors. And on the back of it were two Yakima totes. And it's like storage totes. Some people take them traveling with them, and you can put them on a trailer hitch, a two-inch square trailer hitch. And there's a rack where you could put these on the back of the vehicle, Yakima. That was Andy's company, one of Andy's many companies. And literally, I have in the studio some of Andy's brilliant mechanical designs. Andy's like just a great, great draftsman and mechanical designer to the nth detail. So it was wonderful hearing, and I got a chance to hear the broadcast delayed. You know, I listened to the podcast version rather than the live version of both Lou Cassidy with Bert and Andy with Bert. Truly outstanding. Truly. I was so impressed. And my reaction, and my son heard it with me, and Mrs. Finelli heard it separate times, and our reaction was, There was no broadcaster that has been on the air who has done a, I'm talking about like now, current broadcasters, there's not one that's done a better job of delivering information and teaching than what Bert, Andy, and Lou did yesterday. That's my opinion. And so I want to say thank you very much to those guys for, you know, jumping in, and nobody gets paid around here. Nobody. I saw the class outlines. They were well prepared. It was, you know what it was like? It was like what my father would have expected his teachers to provide prior to teaching class. When my dad was a school principal, he expected his teachers to have planners. And months in advance, they had to have in their planners what they were going to teach on what day, in detail. Then he had red pens. And if he didn't like what they were doing, or if the material was not thorough enough or concise enough or clear enough, he annotated with the red pen. And I have to tell you, I did not have to pull out a red pen for yesterday's class outlines. They were well done. Congratulations, Bert, Andy, and Lou. I've seen many of these occurrences over the years, and they seem to be more frequent. And I just wanted to mention this to our class. It's automotive-related, 5-Minute University-related. What we're seeing here at our automotive shop is, when other shops do things like small shops and even large shops, change the oil on a vehicle, and they don't have the right oil filter, they change the oil and put back on the old oil filter. So oil filter but no oil, I'm sorry, oil change but no filter change. So typically that means that you're going to be putting about a cup to a quart of dirty oil back in with the oil change, or leaving it in the engine, okay? Leaving it in the oil filter can. It makes no sense to me. You know, there are parts stores within 26 miles of everywhere around here. I mean, it's a 50-mile drive, but how can you do an oil change and not have a complete oil change, a partial oil change? And what do you tell the customers? You tell them that change the oil, but I left the dirty filter in there, so, you know, you go twice as long on the than you should on the oil filter. Is that what you tell them? I mean, I don't know. Makes no sense. The other thing we see is, I think people aren't paying attention. No, actually, I know they're not paying attention. So what I've seen is getting under a vehicle, that's leaking oil. Comes in dripping, dripping, dripping. Oil from underneath the hood. The guy that took the last oil filter off for that oil change didn't notice that the oil filter O-ring or rubber gasket stayed on the engine. Screwed on the new oil filter. Now, it works for a little while. Maybe, you know, a day. And then what happens is as the new oil filter starts to become plugged up with contaminants, which is what it's supposed to do, the oil pressure increases, increases, increases. And at some point, the oil pressure of the oil pump of the engine, picking up the oil from the oil pan, trying to push it through the new filter, increases to the point where the gasket, the rubber gasket, the seal, the O-ring, expands and starts leaking and starts spraying oil all over the engine. And it gets distributed even better by the fan, the radiator fan, the engine fan. And so we see that. How's that possible? Then the other thing we see, not the other thing, many other things. Another thing we see is it seems that the guys that put the oil filters on don't know how to tighten them. And there's a rule of thumb. And the rule of thumb is this, for those of you who are new do-it-yourselfers. When changing oil on a vehicle that has a spin-on slash disposable type oil filter, what you do is you clean the mating surface that the old oil came off. It's the mating surface on the engine block. You clean it with a clean paper towel, no lint, and make sure there's no grit, grime, sand, debris on that mating surface that the new oil filter is going to spin onto. Then you pre-fill the oil filter 90% with fresh engine oil, the same engine oil that you're going to put in the vehicle. And then you lubricate the O-ring gasket with fresh engine oil, the same engine oil that you're going to use to fill the crankcase, completely 360 degrees around the surface of the rubber gasket. Then when you spin on the oil filter, now 90% full of fresh engine oil assumes that the oil filter is upside down, meaning the rubber gasket is facing up. If you can't fill it and spin it on if it goes sideways. You can only put a small amount of engine oil in it, maybe a third of the container, the capacity of the oil filter if it goes on horizontally. If it goes on upside down, like in a Ferrari, you can't put any engine oil in it because it'll all come running out when you're installing it. But what you do is you spin the oil filter on until the rubber gasket contacts the mating surface of the engine. It just touches. And then 3/4 of a turn more. That's it. Not a half a turn, not a full turn, not until you can't turn it on any, turn it anymore, but 3/4 of a turn. And what that does is it leaves the gasket not fully compressed. So there's room for the gasket to expand and contract a little bit. And that way it won't leak. And the reason for the engine oil is so that you can turn it 3/4 of a turn. Because rubber on the mating surface will kind of lock up on you. There's so much friction there, it'll be tough to turn it 3/4 of a turn. It's all you have to do, and it works great every time.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I got an email from one of our students, and his first name is Brett. His last name is an avid listener. Brett, first name, an avid listener, is his last name. An email says, Hi Vince, just a quick question. I've heard you refer to your, I believe, 1985 Mercedes-Benz diesel. I don't remember which model it is, but that you get 40 miles to the gallon. And I've looked on the internet, and I was wondering what you did to achieve that mileage, because it doesn't seem to get that much from the factory settings. Also, what years or engines would you suggest, and what would I want to be careful of? Look forward to weekdays when I can hear your broadcast. You and all the instructors are very much appreciated. Thank you for your time, Brett, an avid listener. Thank you, Brett. All right, so I thought I would answer this question on air because it's a little more than an email would be able to explain, at least for me. So we have several vehicles here, a lot of vehicles. I guess I'm a car collector. Not like Jay Leno. I mean, he's got some extraordinary cars. But I've got two that he would like that he doesn't have. We have two American Motors 1968 AMXs that I've owned and driven. I've raced one of them. And they're here. But other than that, mostly Mercedes and trucks. So one of the Mercedes that we have is a 1983, and it is a 300 SD. SD. D for S would be luxury. D is diesel. 300, 3 liter. And it's called the 300 SD, 1983. It's five-cylinder turbo diesel, and it produces very little horsepower. And it's a big car. A lot of heads of state have had these. Literally, I mean, third world countries. And sometimes you see in the Banana Republic, Banana Republics and on television, that, you know, the guy who runs the show is the guy who's got this big, long Mercedes luxury vehicle. Well, ours happens to be a diesel. It was my dad's. I inherited it. And I suggested that my dad was driving long distances back and forth to school. And he was teaching at the university. He was teaching physics and chemistry nights and weekends. So I thought, you know, he should consider getting a vehicle that gets three times the miles per gallon of an American car. And it gets all the time, 30 miles per gallon. But it's slow. I mean, it's not going to win any races. It's a torquey engine. And lasts a long time, probably 500,000 miles. I would think easily 500,000 miles. And the one we have is probably well on its way to 500,000 miles. Great vehicle. But you don't see many of them anymore. But it's really, really strong. The seats, you know, the things to watch are the seats, because the springs get weak over time and you could almost be sitting on the floor. So you'd have to tighten up the springs, especially on the driver's seat. And then the window regulators may fail. And they're not expensive, you know, less than $50 for a window regulator. That's a mechanical set of bushings, rollers, and aircraft, small, thin aircraft cable, and some stamped steel arms. That's it. And you can do that yourself. You take off the interior door panel and the grip that you close the door with, the armrest, if you will, and the lock-unlock button, and that's it. And you can repair the window regulator yourself. It's a great vehicle, really great. And the hood and the trunk are made out of aluminum to save weight. It's impact worthy. I mean, if you're going to be in a crash, somebody's going to run into you, it's a good choice. It really is, because it's heavy, it's durable, and it's designed to protect the occupants inside the cabin. In terms of smoke, yeah, it doesn't have a catalytic converter. So when you step on the gas, you're going to see some black soot. You are. But that soot falls to the ground very quickly. You're only consuming much less fuel than typical cars. And I think it's a great way to go. I really do. So, but that's not my daily driver. I'll tell you about my daily driver when we come back. It's not a 1983. It's a 1996. And the question is, what did I do?
Airlines
I'll tell you something.
Reduce their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. President Biden is scheduled to meet with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Leader Chuck Schumer, Leader Mitch McConnell, and Leader Hakeem Jeffries in the Oval Office, as the debt ceiling in a time of high inflation will be the topic. A long-awaited report on an investigation of the FBI's handling of foreign influence in the 2016 presidential election is out.
The 306-page report from Special Counsel John Durham slams the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe, calling it deeply flawed. Durham found there was a double standard used by the FBI in the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the Trump campaign, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreign influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. However, Durham did not recommend any new charges to any individuals or any changes to the way the FBI handles politically charged investigations. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session.
Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. So I'm answering Brett's question in some detail. So my daily driver is not that 1983 300 SD. It's a 1996 E300D. Now, the E stands for executive class. Now, don't get carried away. It just means kind of like between a regular size and a midsize. It's not compact. It's a four-door sedan. And it has, so that the E stands for executive class. It's what a business person might drive around in. It's crashworthy. It's durable. It's heavy. It is sturdy. It's all the things that I would like. And it doesn't. Mine doesn't have all the features. Mine doesn't have the leather seats. It has vinyl seats. It's called MBTEX. MB-TEX. Vinyl seats. But it has air conditioning. And it has carpeting. And it has electric windows. And it has an AM and FM radio. But it doesn't have the seat warmers. It doesn't have the vibrating seats. It doesn't have the lumbar support. And it doesn't have all the frills. It's just a basic car. But the reason I bought it was because it has a diesel engine. Now, this one is not a five-cylinder like my father's. It's the same displacement. It's 3 liters. And it's a six-cylinder. Six-cylinder is about as smooth, an inline six, not a V6, but an inline six, is one of the smoothest mechanically balanced engines you can get. And if you wonder, you know, why does Dodge use a Cummins turbo diesel inline six-cylinder? That's one of the reasons. Because it's a great design. Well, this particular diesel is supposed to get somewhere around 30-something miles to the gallon. Maybe 28 to 32 is the range. And I was thinking about, now I can't tell you exactly what I did. I mean, I could, but I can't. maybe sometime if I meet you in person, you know, and you ask me these questions, maybe I can tell you some of the things that I've tried that work. Well, one of the things that I've done is I've drained the gear oil out of the differential, and I put in the correct gear lubricant with that's fully synthetic. So there's less friction of the lubricant. So that makes the car roll a little easier. So that improves mileage. That's one thing. Another thing I do is I correctly adjust the front wheel bearings. Now, some wheel bearings are adjustable, some aren't. But this particular vehicle is a two-wheel drive. And I adjust the wheel bearings and I use green, G-R-E-E-N, the color green, wheel bearing grease, because that's what Mercedes likes. And all the other vehicles we use red, but in the Mercedes we use green for front wheel bearings. And it's more moisture resistant, it's more water resistant. It can take getting wet better than other greases. So I use the green grease, I adjust the wheel bearings. Not too tightly, because if they're too tight, there's more friction, more resistance to rolling. So I want to reduce that, but I don't want them to be sloppy. So I adjust them correctly. And you can find out how to do that on the internet. YouTube videos will tell you about that. Next thing I do is I change the air cleaner. I take out the paper air cleaner. Now, if you buy a cheap air cleaner or air filter, and let's say you get one for $10, and there's another one for $15, another one for $20, and if you hold them side by side by side, you'll see that the number of pleats, the amount of surface area of the filter media, is different. Some are deeper than others. Some have more pleats. Just flat out more or less filter area surface. Well, the smaller the surface, generally the less expensive the air filter, and the harder it is for the engine to breathe, the worse the fuel economy is going to be. That's just a fact. And the less it's going to last. So if you get one of these economy filters, they're not too good. So typically a name brand filter will be way better than a non-name brand filter. And typically the best filters are the ones that have the same label as the car maker. So if you get one that says Mali or Mala or Hengst or a German brand, it's going to be an OEM manufacturer. It's going to be better than when you get the big box auto store that comes with a USA name on it. If you get the Econo brand, it's going to be even worse than that. So the best air filters are going to be the ones that say, like Delco for General Motors products, the name brand of the vehicle. But I don't do that. what I do is I use a reusable, washable air filter. And it's made with screen, like window screen. And kind of like a fabric or fibers that are attached to the screen. And then they're coated with a fine film of oil. So what happens is they breathe much easier. Air flows through them a lot better. And the oil on the surface of these fibers that are attached to the screen trap the dirt. Now, eventually, it'll get clogged if you leave it on long enough. So what you can do is you can wash them out. And I have what's called a parts washer. And I use a solvent, which is diesel fuel. And this parts washer is like a sink that has a 30-gallon barrel at the bottom of it. And I reuse the diesel fuel, that's the solvent, to clean these air filters. There's a little electric pump, pumps it, probably have 2 or 3 gallons of diesel fuel in this 30-gallon drum. And there's an electric pump, and there's a sink, and it has this flexible spout. And the diesel fuel comes out of it, and I use a 1-inch chip brush, C-H-I-P brush. And I gently brush away the debris that accumulates on the air filter, because we live on a dirt road. And it works great. So I buy one lifetime air filter per vehicle, and they last the lifetime of the vehicle. They really do. So that's one thing you can do. But there are solvents that you can clean them out in your kitchen sink, kind of like a detergent and water type operation. You can clean, if you don't have a parts washer that has a petroleum-based liquid in it for cleaning, you can get detergent. Maybe you could even use Dawn or Palmolive. I haven't done that, but I have a feeling you could do that. But you have to be careful you don't wash away the fibers that trap the dirt. So the air filter breathes easier, and it improves miles per gallon. Another thing is, and this is a big one, is the infinite wisdom of the United States government has forced automobile manufacturers to install what's called an exhaust recirculation valve, EGR valve, exhaust gas recirculation valve. That's just like hooking your septic system up to your faucet in your kitchen. So you don't get all the sewage that goes in your septic system, but you get, some percentage of it. Literally, that's what the U.S. government has forced automobile manufacturers to do, to take the exhaust gas and put it right back into the intake of the engine. Now think about this. How much is that going to improve the efficiency of the engine? It's not going to. Not at all. It's going to make it worse. And what happens is the exhaust particles, like in a diesel engine, are sooty. They're black, like an oily carbon. So what happens is the exhaust that is recirculated, and Mercedes does the same stupid thing. They have these EGR valves, and they dump a percentage of the exhaust, the sooty exhaust, into the intake manifold, and it clogs it up. So I built a tool. I took the equivalent of, I'll tell you what the tool I made. I used one of those men's pants hangers. There's a rod, a thin rod, a little thicker than the diameter of a number 2 pencil lead. Not the pencil, but the pencil lead. And it's about maybe 16 inches long. So I took that coat hanger apart, and I brazed onto it a washer, like for a nut and bolt washer. And I put it on an angle, and I made a hoe out of it, kind of like a garden hoe. But this thing is a washer, so it's round at the end of a rod, and I could scrape with this. And I disconnected the intake manifold, and I scraped the soot out of the intake manifold, which was restrictive for the air going into the engine for combustion. And there's a lot of it. I mean, a lot of it. So this vehicle had over 100,000 miles on it when I bought it, and there's an enormous amount of soot. So I guess what happens is people say, boy, it just doesn't run so well anymore, and bring it to the Mercedes dealer, and the Mercedes dealer probably says something like, yeah, you know, that thing's pretty old. Come on over to the showroom, let's show you a new one. So what I did was, for free, I made this hoe, and I laboriously hoed out the soot. And I bought a new intake manifold gasket. It was about $10. And I put it all back together, and it runs great. So the miles per gallon that I get on this non-turbo diesel, it's a straight diesel without a turbocharger, 3 liters, six cylinder, about over 40 miles per gallon, as high as 47, typically around 40 combined. And here's the thing. What made me pursue this? Well, I am extremely interested in efficiency. I love mechanical things. And I love to make mechanical things better. So I was looking at, years ago, at brochures and claims and advertisements and catalogs of all kinds of vehicles. And the magazines about cars. And it seemed like the European versions, I'm talking about in the mid-70s maybe, early 70s, got more miles per gallon with the same darn vehicle than we would get here in the United States. Now, is that possible? How is it possible? Now, you take the same car, and you put the same kind of gasoline in it, or diesel, and they get more miles per gallon in Europe than we get, like England. How's that, or Germany? How's that possible? Well, it seemed to me that the reason was their engines ran better. Their engines ran better because they didn't have all the pollution hang-on, add-on devices that we have, like retarding the spark to make the exhaust cleaner, rather than advancing the spark to make more torque out of the same amount of fuel, like exhaust gas recirculation versus you're not having it.
Low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast. We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the theory is really simple here, class. If you want your engine to perform well, you've got to give it plenty of oxygen, which is air. Air is 20 to 21% oxygen. And most of it, 78% of air, is nitrogen. So you want your engine to breathe easily. You want low rolling resistance. You don't, you know, if you think about it, if you have a vehicle, let's say you have a hand truck and you want to move an appliance, and your hand truck has pneumatic wheels that you inflate with air, and the wheels have tires on them that are low on air. It's really, really hard to move that appliance, like a refrigerator, on a hand truck with two wheels on it that the tires are low. So the first thing I do is I make sure the tires are inflated so the rolling resistance is less. So it'll be easier for me to manhandle a refrigerator. Well, same thing is true with your car. Underinflated tires cost a significant percentage of extra wasted fuel. So make sure your tires are at the right inflation. And we have a truck our son picked up. It's a 2004 Tahoe, Chevy Tahoe. And I was looking at this side label, you know, where the door, driver's door, is. And it says what the inflation pressure should be. They're way too low in my book. I mean, way, way too much rolling resistance. Great ride. I mean, it'd be real cushy. But in terms of fuel economy, it doesn't work for me. Wait, the tire pressures are way too low. So I look at what the tire pressure maximum is on the tire itself. And it's on the rubber sidewall of a tire, maximum inflation pressure. And it might say 44, it might say 51. And so if it's 44, I'd probably bring it to about 40. If it's 51, I'd probably bring it to 45. And or maybe just a little bit more than 45. But not to exceed the maximum that's stamped on your tire. And that will give you a harder ride. It will give you better handling. It will give you longer tire wear. And it will give you more miles per gallon. That's what it'll do. So here's back to this EGR thing, exhaust gas recirculation. It's the dumbest thing you could possibly do to a vehicle is plumb the exhaust into the fresh air intake. I mean, it's beyond dumb. I mean, it would take a government to figure something like that out. Well, we have two vehicles that are virtually identical, virtually. And they were made, and I have them right here at the farm. One of them is a 1994 Chevrolet Suburban, three-quarter ton truck. So it's the full-size, you know, Chevy Suburban. It's not a little SUV. It's a three-quarter ton truck. It has a full floating rear axle, and you can pull a heavy trailer with this thing. It has a 6.5 liter V8 turbocharged engine, and we have another one that is its smaller brother. So Mrs. Finelli has the Suburban, and I have his little brother, the Blazer. The Blazer, both the same color even, and the Blazer has the same engine, 6.5 liter turbocharged diesel, and it's considered a half-ton truck. Now, because it's a half-ton truck, it requires exhaust gas recirculation. And it has a valve to take this sooty diesel exhaust and dump it right into the intake and try to burn it again, which is impossible. What it does is it lowers the fuel economy. Now, Mrs. Finelli's truck is the same exact engine without exhaust gas recirculation. And if you look at the engine, and you have to have two of them to actually see this. Okay, you have to have one of each with exhaust gas recirculation and one without. And you can compare them. And if you take the intake manifold off, and you buy a new intake manifold gasket, it has a punch out in the intake manifold gasket. So you either leave this punch out in place and it prevents exhaust gas recirculation from operating, or you punch out the exhaust gas recirculation ports and you allow the exhaust gas recirculation to operate. Now, it's the same gasket, and it's up to you to decide which way you want to install it. So for the 1994 Blazer, the half ton, that has the exhaust gas recirculation valve, and you punch out the little ports on the gasket, and you let the exhaust into the intake and get lousy mileage. Or in the case of my wife's, you don't punch them out and you get better engine performance. So what I'm saying is I know this because I've worked on both of these vehicles, and I know about this gasket. Now, the average guy is not going to know about that until you try doing this. And one runs better than the other. Now, why is that? Because one's not eating its sewage. His exhaust gas recirculation is dumb, and it really hampers fuel economy, and it soots up the engine. So, Brett, I hope I've given you some insight as to some things to think about and look at when you're looking at economy.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.